Salon owner Nancy Pelosi attacked raises over $310,000. By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2020. Erica Caius, the owner of the San Francisco salon House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, visited last week, has raised over $300,000, the original goal, on GoFundMe. The news comes less than a week after the speaker pulled a Marion Barry, telling the world that the salon set her up. The fundraiser, set up by former Nevada State GOP Chairman Amy Tarkanian, surpassed its goal of $300,000, raising over $310,000 as of Tuesday afternoon. Erica Caius, a single mother of two and owner of eSalon, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi got her hair done on Monday, is now being forced to shut down and relocate her business and family due to outrage and threats she is receiving. Tarkanian originally wrote, detailing Pelosi's maskless visit and later providing an update, celebrating the fundraiser hitting its goal. "We have hit the fundraising goal for my friend, Erica Caius. Of all days, reaching our suggested GoFundMe goal on Labor Day was perfect." Below is her letter of gratitude that she has shared. "Thank you to the thousands of people from across the nation who donated and sent encouraging messages. I'm honored to help a friend and to have been a part of this. If it's safe enough for NBGov Sisolik to enjoy dining out while listening to ambience music, NYGov Cuomo to walk his dog or hop on a plane without a mask, or for CA Speaker Pelosi to not only make an appointment in her district but then get her hair done without wearing a mask, then it should be okay for the rest of us to open safely and resume living." Caius told Fox News's Tucker Carlson last week that she had been on the receiving end of hate, text messages, death threats since exposing Pelosi's hypocrisy. The speaker did not express remorse for breaking local coronavirus restrictions, which have left businesses in the city, including salons, shuttered for months. Instead, she claimed to be a victim of an elaborate setup, apologizing only for falling for a setup and demanding an apology from the salon. Caius vehemently denied Pelosi's accusation, calling it totally false and outrageous and adding that Pelosi owes the entire country an apology. "If a woman in a high-risk age group who spends much of her time on TV warning about the dangers of COVID-19 feels safe and comfortable in a San Francisco salon and can be responsible for being cautious and mindful, why can't the rest of San Francisco, and the rest of America, do that, too?" she asked, explaining her motive for sharing the story. In a letter posted to the GoFundMe, Caius thanked supporters for their prayers and support. "I'm very humbled and grateful to have received such an outpouring of kindness, empathy and generosity from people I don't even know, and from all walks of life and all sides of the political spectrum. It's a powerful reminder that the common things that bind us all together as Americans are far more meaningful and lasting than political and ideological differences that get so much attention and focus. Today, on Labor Day, we should all focus on celebrating the efforts and achievements of hardworking people everywhere. They deserve our respect and appreciation. And they definitely all deserve an opportunity to get back to work safely and responsibly. That is all this was ever about." Caius praised President Trump last week, telling Fox News that his consistent fight for the American people inspired her to speak out as well. "I see how hard the president fights for America and it has inspired me to do what is right for the people in my industry and small businesses everywhere," Caius told the outlet.